Greetings, everyone. Greetings. So, in our instructions, I like to call them invitations, the past few days we have expanded our practice through the concentric circles. Bit by bit by bit, invited you to explore. And we've come to the last category, the last bucket, which is one that includes everything. Includes everything, all beings, a category that includes all beings. And in this category, all the previous categories are included. Yourself, everyone you hold dear, your benefactors, your friends, all the neutral beings in the world, all the neutral human beings in the world, all the people you've have challenges with at this time, and all forms of life. Actually, all beings includes all animals and all forms of life. So really, this category per se is a way to extend, is a way to explore kindness towards everything and everyone, meeting all beings with kindness, with goodwill. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, etc., etc. So there are different ways that this practice could be introduced. And if you're new to the practice, great. Relax and enjoy the ride. And if you're familiar with this practice, I want to mention a couple of ways you might have heard it before. So one way it can be introduced, which has been also, if you're familiar with the Metta Sutta, is to divide all beings into categories. And it's just through creative categories, kind of, you know, all beings who are near, all beings who are far, all beings who are born or yet to be born. Just these beautiful ways of categorizing. All beings who are small, medium, or long, just size wise, or I think from the Metta Sutta, if I remember correctly, all females, males, and let's add non-gendered beings. So just different ways. And that reminds me of my grandma had there is a blessing in Azari Turkish where she would go through people who were born on the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she would go through them all. So it's just different ways, right? Different, all beings who were born on this day, all beings, but you kind of ways to include everyone, right? But different ways to divide. So that's one way. And then you can also think of other categories, which I might mention, all beings who fly, all beings who swim, all beings who slither or hop onto feed, all two-legged animals, well, mostly humans, all four-legged animals, all, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one way, just to bring so that the mind can connect. The point of that, these interesting categories, and you can make up your own categories, right? All beings who live in Africa, all beings who live in this particular geographical location, all beings who live in my town and then my county, and then you extend it further. So there's so many ways, right? The point is for the mind to connect with it, to connect with maybe a geographical location or a day of the week or size or yet to be born, all the, you know, babies of all types, all the egg rows who are not yet hatched, right? So all these different ways to connect with beings in different shapes and forms. So I mentioned that because throughout the day, as the invitation is, if you wanted to explore, you could have a fun time with all the fish or swim in salt water. All the fish, anyway, you get the gist, right? You can connect with the category of your own heart and mind and just hang out with them and then go to another category. It can be really, really rich. It can just be really lovely. All the finches. Anyway. So that's one way that this practice can be introduced, can be practiced. and another way is through directions, all the beings that are in front of me, or maybe to the north or to the northeast, et cetera, in sections, kind of like radiating. And that goes with this idea of radiating metta, radiating, which may have maybe combined with phrases. But at some point, as some of you might have experienced, the phrases might drop. Phrases might drop. And there could just be the sense of radiating kindness through the entire world, unbounded, limitless. The other sense of radiating, that just because we exist, here we are, this being, this human being, that is me. Radiating kindness towards the entire world. And in order to have some handle on it, you can go section by section by section all around our body, say, and just kind of radiate. And that can feel really, really good. And yet there are some nuances there, because sometimes we can feel like, wait, I'm pushing this out. This feels like hard work. I don't want to be pushing. So the idea is you're not pushing it out. You're just being and letting it radiate out. It's a different perception. It's a different perspective. Let it radiate out. Let your kindness, let your goodwill radiate out. So today being the last day of invitations, instructions, what I will do, I will bring both this way of directionality, which is one way this all beings category is introduced, together with some of these categories. I'll mention them just playfully as we go through these directions. So I kind of mix these two ways, because hey, this is a cultivation practice. We can be creative. And I'll put more emphasis today on radiating, because that's actually how, not only after sometimes the phrases drop, how the practice could be experienced, but radiating is also how some people practice it, or some teachers teach it, and not so much emphasis on the phrases, which can be supportive, which can help us stay with the feeling, but sometimes it's not necessary. It's just being with the feeling and radiating it out. Radiating metta is one way metta is practiced. So I might mention the phrases today, but just kind of lightly. See what works for you. You can lean into the radiating today, if that works for you, you can lean into the phrases if they've been supporting you, or the words, whatever is supportive. So there's a lot of permission. This last day, you've been swimming in so many different ways with instructions to see what's supportive for you. And one thing to remember, and of course I will mention it during the invitations, is the category of all beings. You are included in the category of all beings. So if you did, if you imagine there is this orb of light, your heart center, your chest, just shining loving kindness, shining goodwill. Guess who it touches first? This light of goodwill. It touches you first before it radiates out. So remember this, as also we've been emphasizing hanging out with ourselves as such an important category. So without further ado, and just to say, I think if you are having trouble hearing, I think one person sent me a note, using earbuds or ear something to connect it to your computer always helps. Always helps the volume, the hearing. Otherwise, the computer speakers may not be good enough. So just a note that that's really the best way. So with that, let's settle. Let's settle into our bodies. Always arriving, first arriving in the body, first arriving here and now. Arriving with the breath, the sensations of the body, with kindness. Meeting, as if your awareness now, as you become aware of your body, touching the earth, your feet touching the earth, your sit bones, become aware kindly. Your awareness infused with metta, your awareness infused with goodwill. Receiving experience. Receiving experience kindly. Even if it's tinged with an unpleasant note, whether it's tinged with neutral, pleasant, or unpleasant, can we relax and receive experience? Receive this bodily experience, the breath, the sensations. With awareness that's tinged, that's imbued with kindness, as if receiving experience with a smile. And now, noticing the breath entering your body as if entering through your heart center. And each breath that is received, this gift of each breath, in your chest, in your heart center, middle of your chest. It awakens this sense of warmth, goodwill, kindness. Each breath becomes enlightened and brighter. It's just shining on its own. There's not so much doing on your part to push it, to make it shine or make it glow. You just observe it. You just observe. Yeah. This center, this essence of goodness, this essence of goodwill. Trusting that it is here. Trusting that it is here. It's shining. Even if it may not be felt or too perceptible right now, it's okay. Or it might be perceptible right now. Trust your goodness is shining, your goodwill is here. Feeling your body, letting this shining, letting this permeate through your body first. This feeling of goodwill, care. Ah, radiating through your body. Care, kindness, goodwill. Touching parts of your body that need care, especially, and then all parts. Radiating through your chest, to your arms, your neck and shoulders, held in kindness. Your arms, your hands. Thank you, hands. You do so much. You've done so much. Radiating through your chest, through your heart, your lungs, your abdomen, all the organs. Oh, dear body. Thank you. You work so hard. Radiating through your legs, through your sit bones, upper legs, knees, lower legs, and feet. Ah, relaxing, settling into your cushion or chair further. This body held. And rays, radiating the rays of kindness. And moving upward, this rays of kindness. Radiating through the neck, through our head, Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, our brain. Ah, thank you. Wow, all these organs, this body of mine, held in kindness. Held in kindness, this radiating of kindness. Maybe it feels like a golden light. Or whatever image is appropriate for you. Radiating, radiating kindness. This whole body held in kindness. And radiating outward. Letting it shine outward. Let it shine. Let it shine. Not so much that we're pushing it out. Let it shine. Rest. Ah, rest in the goodness. The goodness you trust is here. The goodwill that is here. However perceptible or subtle it is, I am here, I'm alive, I walk this earth being my witness. Just because I'm alive, I live. Just because I breathe, I am. As my gift of living in this world. Because I live, because I am, as my gift, I let my goodness, I let my light shine, shine, shine onto this world. In this fleeting moment, my gift. And now, as if there was a curtain around you, and we remove one section of the curtain at a time, part of the section, part of the section that's in front of you, let's remove that and let your light. Ah, shine, shine, let it shine. And I'm going to say north, just again, I'm combining two different practices here, what's in front with the directionality, so if you're not facing north, it's okay. Imagine it's north. So, radiating, letting the rays of kindness radiate. The front, all beings, including yourself and all beings who are in front of you, continuing all the ways, all beings that fly, all beings that swim, beyond, beyond, beyond. all human beings. Letting your light shine through. Then removing another section. Another section of the curtain. To your right, all beings to your front and all beings to the right side. All beings in that direction may be well. All beings to my right, all beings. All birds, all two-legged animals, all insects, all sentient beings, may you be well. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and at ease. Maybe feeling the physicality of the radiating of metta to your right side. And all beings now behind you. All beings behind you. Removing another section, all beings, radiating metta through your backside. All beings. All beings. Born, yet to be born. Small, medium, or tall. Removing another section of the curtain to the left. All beings, my left side. Radiating through my left arm, left side, my body radiating, all these beings. I wish you well. I share my kindness with you. Now all beings above, skies above. All beings. And the skies above, vast. Radiating kindness, an uplift of the heart, radiating up. And all beings now in the depths below you, all the beings, all the animals, critters, insects. pillow, maybe through on the other side of the earth, our planet, all the beings on the other side. Invite it to feel yourself sitting in this radiating of metta. You're sitting in it, not pushing it out. It's just radiating on its own through this body, through your heart, this organ of care, organ of metta. Your heart center, your whole body. Meeting all sentient beings with kindness. Don't make this practice effortful. If you notice you're efforting, relax. 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 Relax into it. Let it shine. Let your light shine. With each breath. If at any point you lose connection with the beings, it's okay to bring up categories. All the little children, all the little children around the world, maybe imagining them in different continents, different nationalities, races, colors, all the little children around the world. May they be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. All the newborns, all the babies. May they be well, all around me, all around the world. This can be such a fun and joyous practice. Have fun with it. All the young people, all teenagers around the world. Maybe bringing a couple of images into your mind's eye, radiating your kindness. May they all be well. May they all be well. All adults, all adults, adult beings. and all older individuals. May they be well. May all baby birds, all chicks, may they be well. May all adult birds be well. May all kittens be well. Just so that we don't incline just to cute animals. May all spiders be well. May all spiders be well. Unconditionally. May all spiders be well. May all fish be well. May all beings that slither and hop be well. Feel free to make up your own categories if you wish when it gets dry. Keep sitting in the radiating, in the joy of radiating all around you, up and down, in all directions, with or without phrases. See what works for you best. Let it be easy. Let it be easy. Let the practice be embodied. Your body radiating kindness. It becomes too heady. You're thinking about all these categories. Drop it. Drop it. Let it be embodied, like your body is a tuning fork. Resonating with the songs of kindness. Or radiating heat, kindness, warmth. Whatever metaphor, image works for you. Let it be more embodied than heady. Thank you for your practice. So I invite you to have fun with this category. It can be so joyous, delightful to radiate metta. Again, keep it physical. It's okay. If it gets dry, bring in the categories to connect with beings, and then don't go thinking about all the categories the whole time. Just let it be physical. And you might notice that there's this sense of when the experience is met by kindness, by goodwill, that there's a sense of resourcefulness. There's a sense of gladness. There's a sense of, wow, this is good. It's this resourcefulness that comes up. So the more you give, the more you feel, you receive, the more you're nourished. It's not like you're depleted. It's a lovely practice. Hope you discover for yourself, be curious. It's been our theme. Let yourself be surprised. And if you've tried this morning, like, I don't know, it's all these beings. Let yourself be surprised. Let yourself be surprised. And a couple of announcements. One is that Tanya has sign up appointments available that will open up in a couple of minutes, and those slots will be available for sign up until 2 p.m. So if you need extra support today, extra support is available. And there's also extra support this evening. There is a drop-in practice discussion. And if you like to drop in, ask a question, or just listen to others, and that is at 7:15 p.m. and it's offered by Tanya. So by now you've received all these invitations, all these Dharma talks, instructions. So today, to sit, to explore where it's needed, all beings, maybe spending some time with yourself or with the being with whom you're having difficulty with right now, which might be yourself, by the way. Have you noticed that difficult person could be this person? Or the dear being is also this person. The benefactor is also this person. And this person is also neutral beings, a stand-in for all of humanity. Just there's so much that we can discover through this practice. So see where it's okay. Give yourself permission today to explore where you need to explore. Maybe from the invitations from the talk yesterday, which you're welcome, by the way, the talk on forgiveness and self-forgiveness, you're welcome to put it in your back pocket and pull it out when it's needed. And if it's coming up now, maybe that's an area you feel like you want to sit with today for some time. So you have permission to explore, but do give a little bit of time to all beings category, radiating physically, just this body, just because you live, you are, you can radiate goodness in this world. It's very powerful. Very powerful way of seeing ourselves and feeling ourselves in this world, radiating kindness. So, thank you all for your practice, for being here, for doing this work. May you be well. May you have a good, quote unquote, good day of practice. And good might mean ups and downs, you know, right? You know, purification, purity cycles. Have a good day of practice. Take care.